Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at the Crafted Journey podcast. We love talking to interesting people that we meet, learning about their journeys, learning what they're up to right now. And today, we have a very special guest. My friend Barry M. Putt Jr. is here to share about his journey as a creative in many fields, and then to share a little bit about the project we're working on together, the Out of the Cellar Film Festival. So with that, Barry, why don't you give us an introduction of who you are and where you come from?
Okay, sure. Thank you, Susie. I'm looking forward to talking with you today. I am from Somerset, New Jersey, and a little bit of background. I am a screenwriter, an author, and a playwright. I run a group for writers and filmmakers in New York City. And I'm pretty diverse as a writer in the different types of things that I write. So that's just a little taste of what I do.
Fantastic. Well, listen, why don't you tell us how you got started? What was your career journey? Let's start with college. Obviously, we could talk about waiting tables in high school because all of us creative have waited tables. But talk to us about college and how you got started.
Sure. So, I went to NYU Tisch School of the Arts for dramatic writing. And through there, actually right after that, I worked with some independent filmmakers. I've had about 6 development deals for different filmmakers and film companies, including Omega Entertainment. And then I got into audio drama, which I've done for a number of years now, largely working with a radio theater project in Washington State. And I've worked with a company in China now, a company in Canada, a company in Israel, and a few others in the U.S. as well. I've written over 50 audio dramas that have been produced at this point, with some new ones coming up.
Terrific. Well, you know, I'm sure you have more than you could possibly share here, but what have been a few of your favorite projects and favorite people that you've worked with?
Well, I've enjoyed working with many people. So some ones that instantly come to mind, I would say, would be Joseph McGuire at Radio Theater Project. My current project with Audio Drama Studios, they are producing The Liberty Boys of 1776, which is a full-length audio drama piece. It's a historical fiction about the Revolutionary War. It will be out later this year through Blackstone Audio. So that has been a very exciting experience. Also, I can't forget something that a little while ago, Veronica Craven and I, who is associated with the Out of the Cellar Horror Film Festival, she and I worked together on a TV series called In the Cellar, which was a sitcom, kind of a comedy horror sitcom that was the wraparound for a horror film. We did that for 2 seasons. Veronica produced it, and I was the head writer for the show.
So, again, I need to know more about this. How did this idea come to you, and what were some of the key, talents or attributes that the two of you had to have to put this together?
What was Veronica's idea, and I think she had actually produced a couple of the episodes before I came on board. And full disclosure, how I got it was I applied on Mandy.com to an ad that she put out, and that's actually how I met her.
Fantastic.
And let's see, I was brought in for 1 episode, and then we did a special end of season episode where I pitched an idea to her, and then. She selected, and it was kind of a contest to a degree. There was a number of writers that were asked to pitch ideas, and she just happened to select my idea for that episode. And then she brought in another writer that I co-wrote with. So
fantastic!
So that's kind of how we got started on the show.
So I think you mentioned a few things that I think other people watching this might be interested in. As a creative professional, finding your gigs is it's like a full-time job. And what are some of the resources that you typically look to, go to for both inspiration, employment, support, if you have any that you could share?
Sure. Well, I have some favorite books that I like on the craft of writing. I think my favorite is The Art of Dramatic Writing by Lajos Ingri. It's a book from 1943, but it's actually still in print. It probably has had dozens of printings at this time, and you can go to your bookstore and find it. And it's just a wonderful book about the core elements of dramatic writing.
Fantastic.
In terms of places to find jobs as writers, there's a number of them. I used to use Mandy.com, but actively, as a playwright, I use nycplaywrights.org. I think that's a good one. Inktip. These are subscription services. A lot of things are subscription services these days.
Yeah.
And screenwriting staffing. That's another good one. As an audio dramatist, an author, I co-edited and co-wrote the Audio Dramatist Resource Guide, which is the first ever book for audio dramatists to find companies to produce their work. So the first edition just came out, and it's going to come out every 2 years with updates for more, specifically for audio drama script writing.
We are definitely going to drop that in the show notes. That sounds like a fantastic resource.
Thanks.
So let's talk a little bit more about how the idea for Out of the Cellar came to Veronica and to you for this film festival. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the film festival and then what the process was for you guys to make this decision to go forward on it?
Okay. Well, first, I want to give credit where it's due. This is Veronica's idea for the film festival. And I was invited into it. I was invited specifically to curate the films, to review all of the submissions, and then to make the final selections. So that's my main role. I will also have another role in, there's a special program for filmmakers to do their own films on the spot in the festival. And I will be, along with Veronica Craven, I'll be an instrumental, role in the rollout of that.
Fantastic. So that's the Out of the Cellar 48 challenge, correct?
That's right.
So as I understand it, filmmakers will say, look, I've never made a film, or I'd like to make a film in 48 hours, and I am raising my hand to be part of this challenge. Very provocative. Is that something that you've seen done elsewhere, or was this something you just think is appropriate for 2026?
I know there have been other models like this, not necessarily in filmmaking, perhaps in filmmaking, but I know that I myself was a part of a musical theater writing festival in New York City, where we had 1 week, not just 48 hours, but we had 1 week to write a script, a musical with a composer and with actors and put it all together. So I think it's the same, it's along the same lines as that. But in this instance, for the film festival, we'll give you some guidelines, and and then you'll have various different steps that you'll need to follow to write, produce, and edit the film within a short time frame. And then after that, your film will be a part of the film festival and a special section of the film festival.
Fantastic. Well, this sounds very exciting, Out of the Cellar 48 challenge. For the festival itself, so that, when is that?
The festival is in November.
Okay. And
it's November 13th and 14th.
So it's in person, live here in Castro Valley, California, but is there also an online element to it?
There's not an online element to it.
Okay.
But there may be in the future. However, something that is really, I think, an important part of the festival that makes it a bit more intimate and accessible, is that there'll be monthly networking events
held
one a month in the East Bay area, where there'll be a special guest from the filmmaking community, I think specifically from the horror filmmaking community, that will come. So so if you attend those events, and you can go to you know, the Horror Film Festival website to find out more information. If you attend those events, you'll be able to meet other filmmakers and also, you know, get a little bit of education about a specific topic and get to network with them as well.
Fantastic. So. Wonderful. Well, Barry, so if I can, to finish off our time together, thanks for sharing about your filmmaker journey, your writer journey. But just in terms of work or not work, are there any fun facts about you that not a lot of people know that maybe you're willing to share here?
Sure. I have a couple of things. First, I would like just to mention that my full-length play, All Needs Tapestries, is going to be produced this summer at the Midtown International Theater Festival in New York City, starting on June 9th. And anyone that's interested in seeing the show can just go to my website.
Fantastic.
Also, next year, I will be having my Bear Manor Media will be publishing The Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew on Film, TV, and Stage, Volume 1. There'll be another volume that I am finishing up writing. And that is a behind-the-scenes look at all of the productions based on The Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew from the 1930s. Volume 1 goes up to 1980. So those are couple of things. And one final thing that is not writing related is that I am a member of a karaoke group that meets once a month just for fun. And then I also we have a game night, some other friends of mine that we just play different card games once a month, just social good things to just have
excellent
fun.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Barry, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning, share a little bit about what you've done, what's coming up, and we look forward to all of these successes. And for those of you watching, we will drop all the information about Barry so you can find out more in the show notes. And we will see you next time here on the Crafted Journey podcast. Thanks for listening.